I've been waiting for Uncle Yitz's call all day. Hello, Uncle Yitzy?
Hello, this is Mr. Jones of Schmell Atlantis Phone Company. We are offering great savings on your short-distance phone service. If you switch to our service, we offer the following things. You get a free beeper, a cell phone with digital voice messaging, a free caller ID with call waiting, and a year's supply of Mama Schwartz's pickles.
What? What did you say?
I said, if you switch to our short-distance phone company, you can get the following things. You get a free beeper, a cell phone with digital voice messaging, free caller ID with call waiting, and a year's supplies of Mama Schwartz's pickles.
I think my mother says we're not interested. Bye. What is taking so long for Uncle Yitz to call? I can't wait to find out where we are going. That's gotta be him. Hello?
Hi, Yossi. It's me, Uncle Yitzy.
I am so glad it's you. I've been waiting all day for you to call.
So tell me, Yossi, did you learn your Mishnayos Baal Peh by heart yet?
Yes, all 10. And I even got 100 on my Chumash test.
Well, if that's the case, you deserve the special surprise trip I've promised you.
Tell me, please, where are we going? I'm so excited.
It's a surprise. You'll find out when we get there, so get ready. I'll be over in 10 minutes.
Okay, I'll be outside waiting for your car. So, Uncle Yitz, where are we going? What's the surprise?
We are going to an auction.
Oh, wow! What's an auction?
An auction is a place where a man gets up and sells things to bidders.
What's a bidder?
A bidder is a person who wants to buy what the auctioneer is selling. So he calls out how much he wants to pay, and whoever says the highest amount they want to pay wins.
Are we going to try to buy anything by this auction?
I hope so. I really hope so.
How does that guy talk so fast?
He took a class how to talk that fast.
We're late. I hope they did not sell the item I was hoping to bid on.
This last item, number 613, is an antique from Eastern Europe.
What's an antique?
A book of Tehillim.
Probably has to do with ants or something.
Look at its gold cover.
It looks very old.
The paper is the finest grade, and the ink has gold dust mixed in.
I think I won't buy that.
This rare book was written by the famous sofa, Reb Shaya of Vilna.
How can a sofa?
It was written in 1765.
Isn't it a chair?
And brought over to America.
Hey, buddy, I need a hot dog here.
The starting price is $10,000.
$10,000? That's a lot of money. Why, it's almost a million.
Yes, Yossi, it's a lot of money, but it's worth it. That Tehillim is a treasure. I would pay anything to own it, to be able to daven to Hashem from that Heiliger old sefer. But too bad. $10,000 is just too much money.
Okay, folks, your attention, please. Your attention. Please give your attention to Charles as he starts the bidding.
Do I hear $10,000? Come on, folks, give me $10,000, give me $10,000, give me $10,000. Do I hear $10,000? Come on, this is a very valuable book. It is beautiful, look at that gold cover now. Ten, 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 ten thousand, give me ten. Do I hit ten, you ten, give me ten. All right now, no one's giving us ten. We are looking for $5,000. We just cut this $10,000 right in half. And we got five, and I need a bit of five. Five, five, give me five. Come on, man, you're looking at the book, give me five. You, sir, with the black hat, give me five. Anybody.
Do you have $5,000, Uncle Yitz?
I only have $1,000.
Did I hear you, young man? You're bidding $1,000?
Yes, sir. That's all I have.
Sold! to the gentleman in the back, that fine young-looking man.
Gee, Uncle Yitz, that was really lucky. Boy, you must be so happy.
Congratulations, sir. I saw the way your face lit up when you bought the Tehillim book. I don't mean to be nosy, but why? Why is this book so special? Why is it so dear to you?
I was wondering the same thing, Uncle Yitz.
Well, let's sit down and I'll tell you the story behind this book. The story begins in New York City. The year was 1863. Rabbi Shimon Horowitz was the Rav of Beis Medrash Kahal B'nai Emes. He was busy with preparations for the upcoming Yomim Narayim. It was 1 week to Chodesh Elul, and he and his faithful Shamus Reb Simcha were going over the list of things that were needed for the shul and its members.